Yes.
Sorensen 2171. Hello.
Is he on the line?
Did we lose Mitch?
Oh, dear, yes. I thought you'd call. I'll get him right back for you.
Dead.
He's not on the line yet. He's not there yet.
There you are. Go ahead.
Hello.
Ted, just a minute. He'll be with you.
Right.
He'll be with you in just a minute. Trying to get rid of people.
Who's this, Bill?
Yeah.
How'd your meeting go?
I would sum it up by saying that he feels we ought to try a tactical move of talking about a budget of 100 to 100 and a half. In exchange for the $11 billion. Giving up at least a billion now for the $11 billion, we're getting a tax cut. I think he'll decide fairly shortly. But he wants the bill. He feels that the only way of getting the bill is to offer them a budget less than 101.5, which Gordon has got it down to now. That it's probably more important to get the bill and sacrifice in the next budget, at least in the planning of it, on a billion. But the clearances of the meeting is that he wants the tax bill, he wants it before January. And to find the most honorable but expedient way to do it. Secondly, he wants the civil rights bill, the first thing the next Congress. He thinks if you go to the civil rights bill now, you won't get the tax bill until 3 or 4 months from now. And these fellows all tell him that the tax bill now will mean an immediate upsurge in the economy, which can't be. Which ought not to be delayed until next April, May, June. So he asked Gordon to go out and restudy his 1.5, 101.5, and either through the use of gimmicks or through an actual withholding of some plans. Come back and see if he can't tell me yes, he can get it down to 100, 200 billion, 200, million, something like that. Then he'll go and talk to him. Then he'll have Bird come down and see where we go from there. What are your comments?
Well, it depends how it's done. If it's done by cutting anything out of the budget that's solid muscle, then I think that's a mistake. I think you can get the tax bill. I know you can get the tax bill without doing that. The president's legislative judgment experience are far greater than mine, but I think that a budget of 101.5 can be described in such a way, and accurately so, that it's very clear that it is an economy-type budget, and there's certainly enough to justify those that are worried. Most of those people are looking for an excuse to be against the tax bill. If you don't give them that excuse, they'll find some other excuse. But the tax bill has a majority of votes in the Finance Committee and has a majority of votes in the Senate floor. I wouldn't give away too much just in order to make that majority a little bit bigger.
Right.
Or even the action on it a little bit sooner.
Well, he didn't commit himself. In fact, he said, I don't want to decide tonight. This is my thinking at the moment, and I really haven't heard the other side of it. But I will, and then we'll.
Well, as I say, I think I'd like to take a look and see what it means cutting out of the budget. There are some gimmicks you can use. There are some ways you can hold things back or conceal them, and so on. Or a budget, after all, is only a schedule of estimates. Vary by $1 billion one way or the other without much trouble. I don't mind changing the estimates, but I don't want to see some good programs knocked out.
Right. I'll send you a copy of Gordon's budget. He only sent me one copy this afternoon, which might have already got it. But I'll send you one first thing in the morning.
Okay, fine.
I don't think we're going to say anything specific about the budget in the address, do you?
No.
On Wednesday. Yeah. Here he comes.
Yes, Ted.
No, Mr. President.
I apologize for being late calling you, but I had this group, and I just got Doug Dillon out of here that's on the budget.
Oh, I understand. And as a matter of fact, I'm sorry that I billed, suggested that I might come, but I was trying for me to...
It sure is.
But
you got more important problems than this. We can't resolve it. They're not going to give us a tax bill unless we get our budget down to $100 billion. And it's a question whether you take $1.5 billion out of your budget or $11 billion out of taxes. And that's the way they put it to us. Now, I guess we'll have to sweat them and see what we can do.
I don't think that really is the choice. I was just saying, Bill, I think we can do better than that.
All right.
But it depends a little bit on how we can play with the budget. There are ways of, presenting a budget which is... satisfies any reasonable man that's willing to be satisfied, and the unreasonable ones will find some excuse to vote against you on the tax bill anyway.
Yeah, well, our problem seems Joe Fowler and Dillon and all of them in here is getting it out of the committee, and to get it out of the committee, you got to get some Republican votes. And Byrd told my friend Dave Lawrence some time ago, and Burns has repeated since, and now Morton picks it up, and in a way, Rivikoff's kind of committed to it because he's committed to Byrd on procedures. And Byrd's just not going to get a bill this year, not going to report any bill, unless somebody gives him assurance not going over $100 billion. And he's still going to be against tax bill, but he let the others, like Talmadge and Rivikoff and our beloved friend Mr. Morton, vote. Report it if we give them that kind of assurance. They say if it don't, it won't. Now what they have to do, they got a $500 million gimmick, so it gets down to 101 pretty quick under the Kennedy guideline. They think they can get that $500 million. They're not sure. They got to work on it another day or two. Side drafts instead of sending these grants and aids to. That leaves 101. They think McNamara can squeeze $200-300 million more out of his. So it gets it down to 100 fluent eight. $100 billion, $800 million, they think, without endangering any of the programs in there. They got poverty and the other things, and got some little new things. Doesn't have any new starts in reclamation. I told them it won't cost me $10 million to put them in, but we're getting a good deal of static from agriculture and interior and the the other departments because they think it $100 billion budget's going to be awful bad, and I do too. But I don't think $100 billion with the tax bills is as bad as $102 billion without one.
Well, there's no doubt about that. If that's our choice, I'm not convinced that is the choice.
Well, now how do we get it going? We've been working on it since January. What can we do? That's what they tell us the choice is.
Well, you have to bear in mind the fact that the fellows who told you that happen to be giving you a fact which justifies a conclusion with which they sympathize.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think
I'd like to
right.
check with Larry.
I think it's right. I think Larry ought to check it out pretty well with the committee.
Yeah.
I sure hope he's working on that wheat thing, too. I talked to him about it this afternoon. I hope that gets murdered.
Yeah, well, that's got to.
And they don't know how many votes. I've asked Mansfield personally and Humphrey, too, to not bring it up unless he got it, but they've agreed to bring it up tomorrow next day. So I hope Larry's on that. How are you coming along on stuff they sent you? Any of it any good?
Well, one of the reasons I called you earlier was to ask if you'd had a chance to read it.
I read Galbraith's, and I rather liked it. I agree with everything he said. I think maybe that we ought to add two or three little things to it and do just what he says not to. Don't mess it. He said don't have a lot of patchwork with stuff. But Dillon's in, said you got to have a sentence on balance payments. I think we ought to have a sentence on being frugal and thrifty and at least talk like we're going to watch expenditures, even if we have to make them 101 and a half. I'd have, like to have a sentence too along that line. And I'd like to have a little more on the hate stuff. I don't think he got into that quite enough. I don't know whether we ought to ask for civil rights and taxes with any given date. I think we just ought to urge the Congress to pass them.
I think if we ask for a given date,
we're going to fall on our face.
Unless you can guarantee in advance that you can get it.
I think if they'll say that Kennedy program was defeated and next Johnson is repudiated, and then since we've repudiated him, let's don't take it up anymore. Don't you see what I mean?
Yeah.
I want to keep it alive, and Dillon says there's no way in the world they'd get a tax bill before January the 10th. He said if they finish the hearing, then they'd take them right report during Christmas. Then if they get it back, get it reported and debated 6 or 8 days when they get back the first of the year.
Yeah. Well, you see, this is another, it's pretty tough to make these decisions until we talk to Larry and to the Democratic leadership and get their judgment.
Do you think we'll try to talk to leadership sometime tomorrow?
Not a bad idea. I don't think for purposes of the speech you have to know.
Okay.
But right. I think before you decide on this budget, you should. And before you decide on which comes first, taxation or civil rights, you should. Because you were on at our last leadership breakfast. You were already
sure.
down in Texas.
Yeah. Yeah.
And actually, we tentatively decided then to move civil rights before tax.
Well, Humphrey tells me that's got to be done. You can't do anything else. Well, they if you do, you won't have a tax bill for 4 months, my friend.
I think that's possible. I think that's why I think you ought to. But I think probably it'd be a good idea to take a whole
retouch
look
ready,
at it
yeah.
and hear what the reasons
that's
are.
Right. That's right. I think it's probably right. I think we just have to try to do that. Maybe Thanksgiving, if you haven't quit me completely by then. It's a mighty hard life. You didn't tell me this kind of job when you made me vice president.
That is a hard one.
Gosh, I'm
going to get harder. You ought to, on the other hand, I think you ought to think about going away for Thanksgiving.
I'm afraid to. I don't have enough grasp of this, Ted. I haven't read a third of the stuff I need to read. Now I read till 2 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
All these ambassadors, I got them. I bet I saw 20 of them this afternoon. I mean, the heads of state.
Well,
De Gaulle and Pearson and all this crowd. And then they're running 15 more in on me tomorrow. And here I got this speech.
Well, if you go down to your ranch, though, you'll get a lot more reading done than you ever will hanging
yeah.
out here.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, anyway, you liked Galbraith.
Yes, sir, I did. Yes, sir.
I didn't, so.
I didn't think it was any ball of fire. I thought it was something that she could improve on, but I was a bunch of general stuff.